Kanye West, Planned Parenthood Uses Abortion for Black Genocide. By Robert Krajcik on September 1, 2020. Planned Parenthood uses abortion as part of a black genocide project. Billionaire fashion mogul and gospel rapper Kanye West said in an interview with actor and Masked Singer host Nick Cannon on his eponymous series, Cannon's Class. There's some harsh facts that deal with the black genocide that is abortion. It's happening every day, and right now God has given me the information. And he ain't gave me no other information other than this information. And we have this right now, so that means he wants me to say this now. Kanye West said halfway into the interview. In 50 years, there's been 22 million, over 22,500,000, black people aborted strategically and on purpose. Planned Parenthood was set up and placed in minority communities to kill black people. Abortion is the number one killer of black lives in the United States, said the Jesus is King crooner. Watch below. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, abortion kills more black people than HIV, homicide, diabetes, accidents, cancer, and heart disease. Watch this one, combined, Kanye West continued. 3,000 shootings in Chicago a year, 700 murders. You've got to put that with heart disease, you've got to put that with HIV, you've got to put that with diabetes, you've got to put that with just accidents, and put that with cancer, and it doesn't add up to specifically abortions. If you think about that number, 1,000 black babies are aborted each day. Support for lawful abortion is predicated on dehumanization of unborn children, noted West. Abortion culture teaches people that a child isn't a real soul, he said. It was my wife that said this is a soul, and the scariest thing is she had to pills. You take these pills, and the next morning the baby's gone. She had the pills in her hand. Using data from the Life Issues Institute, Breitbart News Entertainment editor Jerome Hudson added context to some of the claims West was making in a July report. Putting aside who placed them there, 2010 Census Bureau data shows that a majority of Planned Parenthood surgical abortion facilities were located within walking distance, or 2 miles, of neighborhoods with high black populations. A Life Issues Institute analysis found that 102 out of 165, or 62% of the Planned Parenthood abortion facilities are located in areas with relatively high African American populations, or in targeted neighborhoods. The Life Issues Institute analysis continued. The Census 2010 data shows that 55 out of 165, or 33%, are within walking distance of a census tract that is at least 50% Hispanic. The census tract data provide an accurate portrayal of the populations around Planned Parenthood abortion facilities. The Centers for Disease Control data showed that in 2010 non-Hispanic white women and non-Hispanic black women accounted for the largest percentages of abortions, 36.9% and 36%, respectively. That year, non-Hispanic black women of childbearing age represented roughly 3% of the population. Kanye West said he chose the birthday party as his president campaign party name because it represented the babies who would born because of his mission to spread a pro-life message. West previously shared images on Instagram of unborn children in the second trimester of pregnancy alongside the message, "These souls deserve to live." West reiterated comments he made in July highlighting the racial views of Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood's founder. "Planned Parenthoods have been placed inside cities by white supremacists to do the devil's work," he said at the time. In July, the Grammy winner reflected on what he said was his wife's contemplation of aborting their eldest daughter, Northwest. "I cried at the thought of aborting my firstborn and everyone was so concerned about me," West said at his first president campaign event in South Carolina. "I'm concerned for the world that feels you shouldn't cry about this subject,"